return with thee, nor go with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou came. 18, verse 18. He said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat in his house and drank water. And it came to pass as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou disobeyest the mouth of God of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in this place, out of the which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulture of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread, and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass and whip, the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it, and the lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass, and they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And the prophet that brought him back from the way had heard thereof. He said, it is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord has delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. And he spake to his son, saying, saddle me the ass. And they saddled him. And he went and found the carcass cast in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass nor torn the ass. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God and laid it upon the ass and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass in his own grave. And they mourned over him, saying, alas, my brother. And it came to pass, after he had buried him, that he spake to his son, saying, when I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre, wherein the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. For the saying which he cried by the word of the Lord, saying, the altar in Bethel, and against all the houses of the high places, which are in the cities of Samaria, shall surely come to pass. After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again the lowest of the people, priest of the high places, whosoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. Jeroboam never repented. And this thing became sin unto the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off and destroy it from off the face of the earth. Now all this, I read this to show God is not playing. The things that he said in Jeremiah happened. This is where it was prophesied, 1 Kings 13. Now, when this came about, and I want to show you another picture of what happened when all this transpired, according to Josiah. Josiah was king, 2 Kings chapter 23. In 2 Kings, Josiah is the king of Judah now. And the king sent, and they gathered unto him the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of God. They lost the book of the covenant. So they were not reading the book of the covenant. But King Josiah was a king that hated sin. All right, verse 3. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all their hearts with all their heart and all their soul to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. See, Josiah's looking back to God now. He's getting approval orders. He's getting covenant orders from God. And he's doing. Verse 4. And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest and the priest of the second order and the keepers of the door to bring forth out the temple of the Lord, out of the temple of the Lord, all the vessels that were made for Baal and for the grove and all the host of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron and carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. He put down the idolatrous priest whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places round about Jerusalem. Them also he burned incense, also them that burned incense unto Baal, to the sun and to the moon and to the planets and to all the host of heaven. He brought out the grove from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem, outside Jerusalem, unto the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to powder, and cast the powder thereof upon the graves of the children of the people. And he broke down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the groves. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba, and break down the high places of the gates that were in the entering in of the gates of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man may take his son or his daughter to pass through the fire of Molech. And he took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the son at the entering in of the house of the Lord by the chamber of Nathan-Melech, the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and burned the chariots of the sun with fire, and the altars that were on top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts. In the house of the Lord did the king beat down and break them down from thence, and cast dust of them into the brook Kidron. And the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the mount of corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had builded for Ashtaroth, the abomination of the Zidonians, and for Chemosh, and the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. And he brake in pieces the images, and cut down the groves, and filled their places with their bones, with the bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, even the high place which Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made, both that altar and the high place, he brake down and burned the high place and stamped it small to powder, and burned the grove. And as Joash turned himself, he spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount, and sent, and took the bones out of the sepulchres and burned them upon the altar. Now this is what the prophet had prophesied. He took the bones. Josiah turned himself. He spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres and burned them upon the altar and polluted it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God prophesied, proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. Then said, what title is that that I see? And the men of the city told him, it is the sepulchre of the man of God, which came from Judah and proclaimed these things that thou hast done against the altar of Bethel. And he said, let him alone. Let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. and all the houses also of the high places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord to anger, Josiah took away, and did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were upon the altars, and burned men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant. Surely there was not holden such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel, nor in the days of the kings of Israel, nor the kings of Judah. But the 18th year of the king of King Josiah, wherein this Passover was holden to the Lord in Jerusalem. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits, and the wizards, and the images, and the idols, and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem did Josiah put away, and that he might perform the words of the law which was spoken in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. And like unto him, was there was no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his might, according to the law of Moses. Neither after him arose there any king like him. Now, Josiah became a man of covenant. He looked to the Lord, and the Lord blessed him. Now, even though Josiah did all these things, well, I'm going to read verse 26. Notwithstanding, the Lord turned not from the fierceness of his anger, of his great wrath, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah, because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him withal. And the Lord said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city, Jerusalem, which I have chosen, with the house of which I see it, my name shall be there. And the rest of the acts of Josiah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates, and King Josiah went against him, and he slew him at Megiddo when he had seen him. And his servants carried him in a chariot dead from Megiddo, and brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own sepulchre. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, son of Josiah, and anointed him, and made him king in his father's stead. Now, all these things happen when people look away from the approval orders, the covenants of God. They run into disaster every time. But when they follow God and hold dear the things that God say, when they vow to do all this in his heart, they bring things to life. Though Josiah died in battle, he was a man after God's own heart. And there was no king before or after that repented like he did. But the sins of his father, Manasseh, were too much for God to save Judah out from destruction. Because the people had went too... See, it goes back to the prophet from Judah. It goes back to what Jeremiah said in... It goes back to what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 8, that the residue of their descendants, I read it again, the residue of their descendants wouldn't listen to God anymore. And see, when people go too far, then they won't come back. And it's dangerous to look away from the things of God. It's important to go forward in the things of God. So the Lord loves his people, and when we take orders from God and we do what God, see, we can't do it by ourselves, but when we look to the Lord from which comes our help and we obey him, then we can make a difference. Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. So as we do the things of God, we can mount up. We can do all this in his heart. But when we look away, we can't. And so the approval orders do what they do. The Lord, in yesterday's broadcast, approval orders, God set us up to do no different than Jesus. And we need to be doing that. We can do that. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But those that look away, they set things in motion. Now, the prophet in verse 5, it says, why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast the seat, they refuse to return. And the Lord wants to save everybody. He's looking for people he can bless. Verse 6 says, I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rushes to battle. So the Lord wants to, he wants to move in our lives. He wants the mirror. We bear fruit. And we bear fruit. We live the life of God before men. That's how we bear fruit. We operate according to his love, according to his wisdom, according to the 9 fruits of the Spirit. And the 9 gifts of the Spirit is the tools we use to help people see God. But see, all that's in vain if people harden their heart. Verse 8 says, how do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it in the pen of the scribes. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Look, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? When people set their hearts to reject the word of God, then all the fruits of the Spirit and all the gifts of the Spirit are in vain in their case. So, as people look to the Lord, we can mount up just like Jesus and the apostles and the people that heard him. And see, the preaching of Jesus grew all over the earth. Isaiah said that the whole earth is full of his glory. And it is. But it's in vain to those who harden their heart. They exclude themselves from it. This broadcast was here to show there's a problem. People have learned to reject what God is doing and not enter into the glory of God and not be a part of what God is doing. They have aligned themselves with the world. And God can't help them. So that's why the Antichrist is necessary. The Antichrist will suck up everything that hates God. When he causes people to miss their visitation, he calls people to harden. He hardens the proud. He only attracts the proud people. People of love, he's gonna vex their spirit, but he's gonna attract proud people that won't listen. So before it's all over and done with, God is he's reaching out to people that he can reach until he runs out of time, which is very soon. So be admonished to take on the approval orders. There is a persuasion against the things that God would have you do, but do it anyway. People will try to use you if you love them, but love them anyway. People are going to try to confuse you when you understand, but understand the things of God anyway. Speak the words of God anyway. Live the fruits of the Spirit. Let your light shine. Don't try to shelter the light that God has given you to walk in. I'm saying this for every hearer. Govern your lives with prayer and thankfulness. And protect the approval orders that you receive. Because God is looking for people he can trust. He's looking for people he can bless. And remember, we're designed to do no different than Jesus. We're not designed. For too long, God's people have processed themselves to be only parishioners, church people. You got to look beyond men and not think just like a lay person or a parishioner, a churchgoer. The life of God is in us to do what Jesus did. And not just for preachers, but for everybody. Every child of God can labor before the Holy Spirit in prayer and receive approval orders and perform them by the anointing. Every child of God can do this. And you bring life to dead things. You bring life. See, preachers can't go everywhere, but we can, as a body working together under the guidance and influence and love of the Holy Ghost. Jesus put all these things in motion. Let it be true in your case that as he is, so are we in this world. Be included in that we. As Jesus is, say, so am I in this world. And I say, as Jesus is, so are we, me and you, in this world. We can do the things of God. And you don't have to go far from home to do it. Your prayers avail much. And when God gives you something to do, take it serious. Don't forget it. Be obedient. Protect it. And bless it. Bless it and protect it. And protect your people and perform what God gives you to do. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Consider all these things because God is his return is soon. We want to be like the man that doubled the talents God gave him. You want to do something with what God gave you to do. You want to be like the wise virgins that keep oil in your lamp. And you don't want to be like the foolish or the stubborn servant that buried his talent. You want to be like the wise. And you can. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to bless you and mightily move in your life from this time forward. To next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in covenant victory. Stay in covenant authority. And maintain covenant laughter and joy. To Jesus come.